Good evening and a warm welcome back to Orchard Hill Church as we come together in celebration. We gather this evening to sing our praises to God and to give thanks for the faithful service of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. The Queen has been a good and faithful ambassador for Christ over the many years that she has been the Queen, and her commitment to serving God and her country is truly inspirational. So it's right that and good that we gather this weekend to celebrate for community gatherings and times together, and also for times of thanksgiving. Before the choir lead us in our praise, let's pray together. This prayer was written by the Reverend David Ferguson, the Dean of the Chapel Royal, for this occasion. Let us pray. Eternal God, in these days of national celebration, we give thanks for the long reign of Her Majesty the Queen, for her commitment to serve all her people, for her steadiness in every crisis, for her loyalty to the nation and to the Commonwealth, and for the pledge she has made and kept to honour all people. We praise and bless you today. Faithful God, we give thanks for those who have supported our Queen in the fulfilment of her work, for the affection and example of her parents, for the family who have accompanied her along the way, for the devotion of her staff. Receive our grateful thanks. We especially recall with gratitude the love, strength, and support of the Duke of Edinburgh, husband and trusted companion through 73 years of marriage. Gracious God, we ask your blessing on the Queen as she continues her work amongst us. Sustain and strengthen her in these later years. Grant her the good health and strength that she seeks to fulfil her tasks, and bless those who will support her in shouldering new and increased responsibilities. Inspire them and us to continue to lead and serve according to her example. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
We start these songs of praise with a reading from the Book of Psalms, the very last of these psalms in the Old Testament is Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Our first song this evening is hymn 124 from CH4. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. In CH3, it came early as hymn 9. The German version was composed in the 17th century by Joachim Neander, then translated in the 19th century by Catherine Winkworth for an English book of chorales. The tune is a well-known one and is called Lobe den Herren. Please listen for the soprano descant in the fourth and final verse, and stand, if you are able, to join us in singing hymn 124.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Majesty by Rodrika Rudge. A friendly smile is just a start when reaching out and warming hearts. Embrace the world with open arms. Let strength of spirit heal and calm. A ray of hope is just a start, uniting us when we're apart. Let's celebrate and light the way. Let's sing as one and build each day. And though we look beyond the trees, through shades of ever-changing leaves, there will be sunlight, always shining with its guiding majesty. Our second hymn this evening is I Vow to Thee, My Country. The words come from a poem by the British diplomat Sir Cecil Spring Rice, written around 1910 and originally titled Urbs Dei, The City of God, or The Two Fatherlands. The poem describes how a Christian owes his loyalties to both his homeland and the heavenly kingdom. In 1921, Gustav Holst adapted the music from a section of Jupiter from his suite, The Planets, to create a setting for the poem, and he made a version as a unison song with orchestra, which has become a popular element at armistice memorial ceremonies. It was published as a hymn in 1926 and has featured in our church hymnaries ever since. So let us all come together now to sing I Vow to Thee, My Country.
I vow to thee, my country, oh. This evening's Gospel reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 15, reading verses 3 to 10. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Amen, and thanks be to God. Our next hymn was recently voted 13th most popular in a BBC Songs of Praise poll, and is indeed said to be the best-loved hymn of its author's Charles Wesley's prolific penning. If my calculations are correct, and they not often are, he wrote a hymn on average every 4 days of his life, from birth to death. This particular hymn was said to be written on the evening of his conversion and draws widely from references in the Bible. Please stand if you're able and join us as we sing, "And Can It Be?"
Thank you. and Serve is the name of a new anthem which was commissioned by Hope Together and Partners for the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, which honours the Queen's 70 years of faith and service. The song was written by Graham Kendrick, Mal Pope, and the contemporary worship band Rend Collective. It has been recorded by many choirs, including the Commonwealth Choir, and goes as follows. In this glorious year of the Jubilee, we give thanks for Her Majesty. In honour of a faithful heart who chose to serve and to play her part. Many nations have gathered here, from the mountain heights, let the song ring clear. Celebrating the answered call, blessed with prayer and sacred oil. May God's good grace be upon her now to complete the task and fulfill her vow. May the trust in Christ she has held so long be the truth that burns brightly on. Rise up and serve is the call we hear, with hope in our hearts, joining as one, making history. Let fanfares sound through this jubilee. Rise up and serve, thanking God for Her Majesty. One hope, one vision, on many tongues, one song. From east to west, let's keep it burning on. Our next hymn this evening, number 519 in CH4, another from the prolific Charles Wesley, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. He wrote this around 1747, and it's based on 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. The tune is equally well known and is beloved of the brass band fraternity, Hyfrydol. It was written by the Welshman Roland Hugh Pritchard in the middle of the 19th century. So if you're able, please stand and join with us in singing Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Oh,
lavishly, live abundantly, by Helen Steiner Rice. The more you give, the more you get. The more you laugh, the less you fret. The more you do unselfishly, the more you live abundantly. The more of everything you share, the more you'll always have to spare. The more you love, the more you'll find that life is good and friends are kind. For only what we give away enriches us from day to day. Our next hymn is, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided, urged and inspired us. This very popular hymn is number 159 in CH4, but has been published in 18 different hymnaries. It is a hymn for a special occasion and was originally written for the 100th anniversary of the Children's Special Service. This organization's valuable work is now undertaken by Scripture Union. The hymn was originally sung to Finlandia, but is now associated with Michael Bond's beautiful Lord of the Years melody. The words are written by Timothy Dudley Smith. He was ordained in the Church of England in 1950 and rose to bishop. He wrote many hymns from 1961 to 1983. This beautiful and meaningly hymn, penned in 1967, was originally published in Youth Praise 2. It has been used over the last 55 years for church celebrations, national events, anniversaries, and is about the Lord's living power in human experience. How apt for this evening's 70-year celebration of Her Majesty's dedicated service to the country and Commonwealth, as she was upheld by our Lord. Please stand, if you are able, to sing Lord for the Years.
Lord, for the years, your love has kept. prayer. Let us pray. God of time and eternity, whose Son reigns as servant, not master, we give you thanks and praise that you have blessed this nation, the realms and the territories with Elizabeth, our beloved and glorious Queen. In this year of Jubilee, grant her your gifts of love and joy and peace as she continues in faithful obedience to you, her Lord and God, and in devoted service to her lands and peoples and those of the Commonwealth, now and all the days of her life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our final hymn tonight is Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. This majestic song of praise is one of the Queen's favorite hymns. She chose it for her wedding in 1947. Can it be a coincidence that it concludes our service this evening? It was written by the early 19th century writer Henry Light and is based on Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. New images are created from phrases in the original psalm, but not without some controversy. Protestant hymnal editors have been unhappy with the notion of angels helping mortals to adore God, and even more unhappy with the idea of the sun and the moon bowing down before him. However, George MacLeod, the founder of the Iona community, had no problem with these ideas and was also comfortable with the synthesis of religion and science, being reported to like changing the line, angels help us to adore him, to atoms help us to adore him. Somehow, that doesn't quite fit. So we'll sing the original version tonight. The tune is mid-Victorian and was especially written for the hymn by Sir John Goss, latterly organist at St. Paul's Cathedral, where so fittingly the Jubilee service will be held tomorrow. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven.
Tributes bring ransomed fears.
seat for a moment. Well, what an end to a really busy and fun and action-packed day. For you, those of you who joined us just for the Songs of Praise, we had a wonderful garden party earlier where we saw over 120 people coming through into the garden and enjoying fellowship and company and good food and fun together. And then we've come tonight to this wonderful service, which has been uplifting and inspiring. And I've wanted to clap on occasion, so I think we should do that now. Let's give them a round of applause. And for David as well, thank you. Absolutely a perfect end to a wonderful day. So thank you for agreeing to my demands, shall we say, of a Songs of Praise. You really, you know, brought it all together. So thank you, David. And just to let you know, Lorna has been counting through the back and we raised over £400 today as well. So lots of good work done. In a moment, we'll stand together and we'll have the benediction, but please stay for a tea or a coffee. Don't worry, ladies. Lorna's on it. And I'm sure there might be some baking left over. I don't know. The ladies who've been working all day are looking distraught. You don't have to do the dishes, I promise. Let's stand together as we say a benediction. God, grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the church, the queen, the commonwealth, and all humankind, peace and concord, and to us and all God's servants, life everlasting, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, now and evermore.